So friends, we start with the new section, which is on a communication mix, MarCom mix, as they say, or marketing communication mix. Means it has an element which is a kind of a media that enables you to communicate direct and interactive marketing. That's the first one that if we take. Social media sites helps in increasing the brand awareness. Okay. Internet is another one which is a direct and interactive marketing. Internet provides you numerous information to all the stakeholders at the time that they want. Okay. It builds your reputation, gives you higher traffic, higher achievement rates, can invite interested vendors and distributors. You can even have appeal for the new distributor to register with you, etc. Search and obtain information. So it facilitates that less costly to cater to global market. So if you have an internet-based platform, world will be able to see your communication as and when they want. And the cost of delivering this is very attractive, minimal, so to say. Company website, that's another aspect that can be used. It's an organic way of communicating. Website owned by the company, if it is dynamic in nature, it continuously keeps giving variety of information, comprehensive information, engagement is live, okay, objective is served of the customer when he visits the site, okay, he feels fulfilled about interacting with your site because he got whatever he wanted. So various basic information, detailed interactions can be created. You see now chat box comes up the moment you log in, and then you can get into interactive based conversation. So can serve as an interactive platform. That is what I just told you. Elaborate info about product demo, comparisons and various things you can create on a website. Can help in customer care. Website can also bring customer care. Makes it easy for customers to seek the care. Okay. Give you feedback. It gives you feedback mechanism, so customer can give you a feedback. Talent sourcing, there's always a career page and you know those kind of things. Customers can see your success stories, etc. Stakeholders can look at what is happening at your end. So that's the power of website. International trade shows. International trade shows, which is generally conducted very often in major markets. Trade shows are the place where suppliers of different markets come together and meet the customer. Customers are invited to see the various new products, new services that has been introduced. Suppliers display their product or the services, okay, and they are in a position to discuss, demonstrate, close the deal also many times. So that's the power of international trade show. Various interactive seminars take place which enables the consumers to get a lot of insight about change in the industry, what is the new substitute, new products coming up, etc. So the international trade shows enables the spread of macro level information to a greater extent. If you use that platform effectively, then your company specific information can also spread appropriately. Okay. Some of the benefits of the trade shows, let's understand. Target audience gets to see the product hands-on. The right people obviously come to such trade shows, and when they come and they come to your stall, it's a target group directly seeing your product hands-on. The target audience gets to meet the company representative, right company representative, he gets an opportunity to interact with. Therefore, there's an opportunity to showcase your best product, launch a new product. Many times you would have seen that the trade show entails most of the time the launch of a new initiative or the show or the new product. Brand reputation building, you can communicate what your brand stands for by thematizing your participation in the trade shows, okay. And many more other aspects can be served. It can also get you wider publicity. You can promote your cause out there, etc. Okay. Database marketing, that's another communication mix. Database marketing is nothing but your ability to generate right data. Right data means interested consumers, their contact details, their email, etc. And then use that information to connect with it. So one initiative you would obviously notice is the newsletter, regular update. It could be weekly, it could be daily, it could be monthly, bi-monthly, as decided. But company takes an effort to keep you updated. However, this database is very much there. So that database can be used by them to communicate with you. Now, when they want to plan their communication through a database, they have certain information about you. Beyond this, your name, number, and email. If you have dealt with that company, so they will know exactly whether you buy, what kind of product you buy, etc. I'm talking about, say, you're dealing with Amazon, talking about Flipkart, etc., talking about Walmart, etc. They will have the information about your purchase pattern, the value of purchase, the frequency of purchase, nature of goods you purchase, etc. This can be used by them to create their database marketing based communication. In the database communication, what is important is that specific offer for a specific product has to go to the customers with an added incentive. He should feel that this offer is only for me, okay, or this is an exclusive offer. So expand on availability of a profile data. You have to put an effort to see that by various ways you expand availability of the data, availability of the profile data. So you should start capturing my purchase, you should start capturing my inquiry, you should start capturing on my complaints, etc. So you try to pull in together through CRM, etc., or the suitable platforms, useful for lead generation, cross sale, upsell, etc. Lead generation, obviously you see many sites offer you something free download or, you know, free trial, etc. When you log into that, you have to submit certain information about who you are, your designation, company, or, you know, institution where you are, etc. So that way the lead is generated. Then you will often find that you are approached through an email or a telecall. And from there, they try to determine, are you a hot lead, cold lead, etc. Not only that, based on the data that you have, the purchase trend that they have seen, they can cross-sell you or upsell you also. They can offer you other products, or they can offer you a better product, etc. Complete measurability. Now, that's a power of database marketing. You are able to determine return on investment. You will exactly know that 10,000 mailers have gone, database marketing based initiative or an SMS or whatever, emails have gone, from which how many responded, how many opened, okay, and from there what is the value of business that you generated. So value of business generated will enable you to calculate the return on investments, okay. It helps you to even strengthen your CRM system. If you are really able to integrate leads and the customer and their various buying patterns, the interaction with the organization, etc., what you built is a rugged database which can be productively used in future. Now the power is, once you know what kind of consumers are buying, you can go to the market, even source that kind of a data. So that's also will strengthen your database marketing, okay. So now we enter the 10.5, which is about measuring the effectiveness. If measuring the effectiveness of marketing communication, what is the metrics that one can use? So we will understand how do you go about deriving whether your marketing communication initiative was effective or not. Before beginning of a communication strategy implementation, it is essential to determine how will you see the effectiveness. What change will you notice that you can claim that your communication was effective? So that sets the parameter for your evaluation. So what needs to be evaluated, it tells you. So thus there is a need for a structured approach before the communication, during, and then after. For structured approach, you need to define the parameters that you think conveys that your communication was effective, whether it is a volume, whether it is a value, whether it is number of response, what is it, okay. Dashboard of these parameters gets developed. So you will develop a dashboard which will give a real-time update, which will keep getting modified, and you get an idea about the response, okay. It may even calculate what you call response rate, it may calculate return on investment if it is well integrated using your IT, completely information technology driven interactions if you have within the organization, okay. So this is what I am trying to show you out here. This is one parameter matrix that has been developed. So let's have a look at it. So let's understand the metrics, how the metrics gets evaluated. Please note, this is a valid public relation metrics framework. Likewise, for various communication mix, you will have to develop the metrics, or you have a standard templates available. If I take this for the public relation, it has two dimension: communication and the marketing stages, which is awareness, knowledge, interest, support and preference development, and the final desired action. And these are the communication phases, wherein you get into the key areas of communication, you decide what needs to be done, what needs to be handled, and then you set your relationship activity, PR activity, you evaluate intermediary effect on the target audience, and finally you evaluate final effect on the target audience. Okay. Now this goes from left to right: target audience effect, level of awareness, level of knowledge that acquired, the level of interest, level of support, and here is the action metrics. If this leads to organization business result, then you say that based on that you can say whether it was effective or not. In case of public relation, press, etc., generally they are calculated as a rupee equivalent of press publicity that you got, or rupee equivalent of the TRP that you got. When you say that, you know, when your article gets published about your initiative and success thereof, etc., it gets translated into if advertisement of that size would have appeared, how much that would have cost. Same is about the TRP, how much equivalent of the television time, etc. So this derives your metrics. So this is one of the metrics for press relation, and it tells you whether you have effectively and efficiently handled your marketing communication. We move on to the next now. So after understanding various metrics-based perspective, we get into technology and the marketing, how the technology is changing the landscape. Technology is changing the access, access to the feasibility of international marketing. Remote marketing has become possible. Getting to know marketing by leveraging technology, it saves from time and allows a lot of efforts not being duplicated, many efforts getting automated. Quick responses are ensured to the customers who get in touch with you. You would have often noticed the moment you send a WhatsApp, you get an acknowledgement. You send an email, you get a response back. We will come back into you in 24 hours. So these are those automation that is possible. Internet and social medias have changed the way marketing gives the engagement opportunity to the advertiser. So that's a very other interesting part that enables is a result of technology. Video conferencing makes personal call redundant. Maybe many times travel is not required. You are able to do the entire interaction. So for example, if I have to give you an idea, we want a B2B database. Okay, for my kind of industry, we heard that there is a company called Zoom Info, very popular. So through an email, through their email on the form, on the website, we submitted within 8 hours. The video conferencing was set by them. We spoke to that person who presented to us all about Zoom Info very well, and then he derived home that why they are appropriate. So you see that whole the travel and this thing was gone. And we understood about the organization's capability in the one interaction. So that's the power of technology in marketing. Using the latest information technology, Ethiopia Community Exchange. So here is one case study being given. I will request students to definitely read the book, but briefly, there is a commodity exchange which transmits the prices of coffee and other commodities in real time to outdoor electronic ticker boards. In the exchange, there is a ticker board light you would have seen in the stock exchange in 32 rural sites. So they have a connectivity across 32 rural areas. ECX website, which is another powerful websites which deals into the commodity. 256,000 mobile subscribers. Okay, via instant messaging through radio and TV. So you see that how the burst of that rate information spreads. So technology has connected consumers as a follower. Now to get that advantage of digital technology, you have to become subscriber or a follower. So you have to I have a page of say, I am an auto enthusiast. So I have subscribed or followed to the Mercedes-Benz page, to Hyundai page, likewise. So I become follower. That way I submit my credential and I create that exchange. I allow the exchange by the company to me. That will allow me to get regular updates. Okay. Such regular communication enables marketer to know the emerging needs of their consumer. Consumer will also give a feedback to your initiatives. That way you are able to have an interactiveness. You are able to connect them to understand the changing need. However, technology basket is growing much. It has become difficult to decide which technology to invest. Today, as I understand, as high as 7,000 different marketing tools are available. So to develop your technology stack, which is the right one, right from CRM to communication to lead generation, lead conversion, qualification, and then getting the business. So what is a tool that you use so that you develop a successful technology stack? So therefore, the technology is making the marketing very dynamic. CRM definitely gives the boost to your entire initiative if you weave in this across various platforms, so that CRM should become your driving platform for various marketing initiatives. Okay. Impact of technology on the trade growth, that is what we will study. So what we are trying to drive home is availability of required bandwidth could be a problem. Now, see, in rural India, the bandwidth is still an issue. Government, though, may claim a lot of progress, which is true, but still the speed, the interruptions, etc. happen. So you see, we are still on a 4G even in metros. So that's one aspect. The technology may not have penetrated too much. Market, most countries have reduced their tariff on IT products and services. So that's a one favorable aspect. Digital India will make India technology driven. The new government which came in post 2014 have really brought the focus towards the digitalization of various initiatives, various services, government accountabilities, etc. So that is changing the way India is going to work in future. So technology to bring innovation in marketing, so that's still a need of an hour. Improve competitiveness, technology will allow you a competitiveness. Retain your sustainability, and create a constant presence in your international market. Just to give you one statistics, India is the 10th largest spender in the advertising and marketing spend, but India in terms of technology absorption stands at 39th position. So you see that how not good we are in terms of utilizing marketing technology. So use scope is there, and that's the reason that's the reason the interest in the business analytics and all is growing among Indian students and all, and lot of people are trying to learn that, so that more and more technology analytics based decisions happen, adoption of and implementation of technology take place. Currently worldwide around 1 trillion is spent by brands to market their products. So this is just a statistical this thing. I will just quickly narrate. Half of this is spent on advertising, 1/3 on the marketing services, and agency accounts for 12%. So you see what we are trying to tell you is brand use their money wisely to reach out to their people. Other side, technology is harnessed to produce bio-friendly products and packaging. So that is also happening on the other end, which is to do with the product. Technology tools helps marketers in CRM. So real time, data, this thing, real time data availability, etc. Extraction of information quickly. The moment you call any helpline and you give your number, a receptionist immediately tells you, yes, dear Mr. Hathi. So they are talking about artificial intelligence, big data. Those are the revolution that is going to change the way technology is going to process the data. Okay. So friends, in this chapter, essentially we learnt about various aspects of international marketing related marketing communication, and I'm sure you found this very useful, very significantly important chapter, and I request you to really get a brief overview for sure. Thank you very much.